What was the creative process like for this EP? How do you think it's different from the stuff that you guys have done in the past?
Well, I mean, as far as it started with the first EP, and we just kind of, you know, we hadn't released anything in 7 years, and 25 years into a career, you kind of stray from your roots, and it's just kind of a natural thing that happens. So we wanted to really retrace our steps, get back to writing the way we used to write. And it was a lot harder than you would think to really do that. So that was the beginning of the creative process. We were really critical on our own stuff. We wanted it to just be true Skid Row, you know. And we used the same approach on the second EP, which came a little bit easier because once we got back to where we wanted to be, it kind of opened a lot of doors and floodgates. So being the creative process was a little smoother on the second one. And then, I shouldn't say smoother. It was just, it came more natural. So, you know, we went in, Jake and I started writing in Atlanta, and when he still lived in Burbank, we started writing some stuff, and we'd fly to each other's house, and then we demoed. The guys would come in, and we'd rehearse the song, demo them, and then, you know, make whatever changes we felt needed to be made. And then we went to the studio and did it for real with Jeff Telmay, who engineered it, and we recorded down in Kennesaw, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. And we mixed with Jeff, and it was a really, really fun process.